Shalom Aleichem. Our sages say that God does not come with great requests to us. That means, when he asks from us something, he doesn't ask according to his capacities, rather he asks according to our capacities. And actually, when you look at it in a deeper way, in a deeper sense, when he asks from us something like the fulfillment of all of his commandments, he is giving us the strength to fulfill his commandments. So basically, what our sages are saying is that God does not ask from us something we cannot do. If he asks, that means we can do it. Now, sometimes it is very difficult, and it's very heavy, and it requires a lot of work to be able to fulfill God's commandments. Yes, sometimes it is that way. But just the knowledge, knowing that he is giving us the strength to do it, that when he asks from us something, we can certainly do it. Otherwise, he would be like a cruel God, a cruel Lord, master that's asking something from his slave that he knows, the master knows he cannot do. So what are you going to punish him because he didn't do it? It doesn't make any sense. So again, when he asks from us something like the fulfillment of the whole Torah, Torah means Torah, teachings, Torah means his instructions for life, a guidance for life, and life itself. Now, when he asks from us that we should fulfill his Torah, his mitzvahs, his commandments, that means we can do it. Now, in the commandments, there are two parts, basically. One part is he gave us his commandments in order to refine ourselves. And the second part, that's a general thing, in every commandment is actually the same. It doesn't matter really what you do or what you don't do, it is to refine yourself. Now, the second part is each commandment has a particular part of the body, a particular strength within yourself, a particular capacity that this commandment actually refines and develops. So in the same way we said before that he asks, God asks from us what we can do, at the same, in the same level, he actually gives us tools to refine ourselves in a general way and in a particular way, in a way that all our capacities like thought, speech, action, all the senses in the body, like seeing, hearing, etc., etc., all these capacities, we can use them in a developed way, in a very subtle way, in a very refined way to serve him. According to this idea, a person should have a lot of peacefulness, a lot of tranquility, a lot of calmness, a lot of happiness, knowing that whatever God wants from him or from her, you can actually do it. L'chaim.